Now, this year has seen an earlier and harder hit of the influenza virus across the country, and there are rising influenza and flu hospitalizations, putting significant pressure on already busy emergency departments. Only one visitor per patient will be allowed to acute hospitals in the Cork Kerry region during visiting times, and visitors will be asked to wear surgical masks as well. That's in response to the almost 500 people hospitalized nationwide, and numbers expected to climb further. Some interesting reading this morning in some of the stories with regards to the kind of vaccinations being offered that were offered by the HSE for people aged 65 years and older this season, as it was not deemed cost effective. Instead, a standard vaccine was offered. Enhanced flu vaccines include adjuvanted vaccines and high dose flu vaccines. Adjuvanted vaccines include an extra ingredient called adjuvant, increases the immune response compared with standard vaccines. Now, whether that would have made a difference or not with this particular strain, I don't know, but the Health Information Quality Authority report last year estimated switching to the advanced vaccine for people over 65 rather than the standard one may be the best use of resources. However, the best value option would depend on the price the HSE would need to pay for each type of vaccine, and these prices are confidential. So, the question is, if you were vaccinated, would that prevent more people going to hospital? Would it reduce the cost on the other side from the HSE? Maybe an unknowable thing, maybe not. There's more to come on that. But the South Dock, the out-of-hours GP service for Cork and Kerry, is doubling its doctor numbers for the next 5 weekends as fears grow health services could struggle to cope with flu levels over the Christmas period. With me in line is Dr. Gary Stack of South Dock. Gary, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Morning, Jay. Morning to the listeners.
Gary, just tell me from your perspective, what's this season like? Earlier and harder, is that a fair reflection of what's going on in terms of the arrival of the flu season?
Yeah, that's a fair reflection. I suppose it's unpredictable as to what figures you're going to have any year, but every 5 to 10 years, there's generally a bad year. And this looks like being one of those bad years, I think. It's peaking earlier. Sorry, the figures now are similar to what we would have at the peak. So I think the peak is not expected until Christmas week or the week after. So figures will be, I expect, to be quite high.
Yeah, and that's obviously feeding through to what you're seeing in terms of South Dock services, Gary.
Yeah, in the last fortnight, we've had a 15% increase compared to last year. And it's also 15% increase on the previous fortnight. So we expect that the Christmas period is going to be particularly busy. We've taken precautions for that with the increase in staff numbers, increase in doctor availability. So I'd like to thank people who have stepped up. It's been obviously a very unsociable time of the year. But they have manned the pump, so we'll be expecting, we have numbers that increase, so we're expecting a lot of extra patients with the flu particularly.
Yeah, and that's all part of it. What can people do? What should people be doing to try and prevent the spread? I know it's hard to tackle from that point of view, Gary.
The first principle, I suppose, is there's still a fortnight left to Christmas, so there's still time to get the flu vaccine. It takes a fortnight to have its full effect, but it begins to work immediately, so it reduces your risk of getting the flu and reduces the risk of the severity of the flu itself. We're what's called a sentinel practice. We send off swabs on patients who have respiratory symptoms. I've yet to meet a patient who had the flu vaccine and who got the flu. So there's still plenty of time to get the vaccine. That's the first thing to do. Reducing spread then, I suppose, is reducing contact. If you have symptoms, you need to avoid contact, particularly with vulnerable groups, particularly the very young and the very elderly. And anybody who's on medication for particular diseases, you would need to protect them by avoiding contact. So reduce your overall number of contacts.
Okay, and hand washing and coughing and sneezing etiquette, always helpful?
Always the same. That's if you have the symptoms, certainly that's very important. But I think the biggest thing is reduce your number of contacts, which is difficult, I know, at this time of the year, but that's what needs to be done.
Yeah. Gary, you're not just putting on extra doctors. You've staff across your support, your organisation, call takers, nurses.
Call takers, triage nurses and reception staff in the centres. So the numbers
and
are we have a 50% increase in all the staff across all the centres, certainly the busier centres in Cork and Kerry. So we're expecting, we hope to be able to cope with the expected load.
Yeah, yeah. And that all makes a difference in reducing response times and getting people help when they need it. And look, for the majority of people, Gary, it's important to say that this will be, it will be a flu. It'll be unpleasant, uncomfortable, but they won't need hospitalisation. It's just those that are in breathing difficulties that can need it, depending on, you know, what vulnerable.
I suppose the most vulnerable, as I said earlier, the more vulnerable patients will be those patients who are quite young and the elderly. And any patients who are on immune suppressant drugs, such as patients who are on, say, treatment for rheumatoid arthritis and that immune suppressant drugs similar that they'll be used in that situation.
Yeah, yeah, and that is all part of it. Okay, well, look, that's the advice, Gary, and look, good luck with it. And thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on the programme.
Yeah, thank you, Gerry.
The situation and the scenario, that's Dr. Gary Stack there of South Dock, who are increasing their staffing levels by 50% to deal with the expected increase in the number of calls they'll be getting as the health services face a certain amount of pressure because of the surge in flu cases. Hopefully it is peaking right now and it'll start to tail off maybe or reduce over the next while. That would be a hope. Very high ED attendances in Cork University Hospital and people being asked to consider GPs, South Dock pharmacies and injury units before presenting to the emergency department, because life continues outside of the flu and other people get ill with other things and people have emergencies across other areas of life which need emergency department help as well. So if anyone can do their bit, wash your hands, if you have symptoms, try and stay at home if you can. Again, it's not easy this time of year, but try and do that to try and stop the spread of it. That would all be helpful for the health system. If you have a view on that, get in touch.